Hello, lovers. Welcome to another episode of Daily Dose of Escapades. Make sure you stream, download, and most importantly, share the story to friends and family. This would push us to give you more and better stories. 1K downloads and streams to unlock the next episode. Thanks.
I brushed aside the long branches in front of me, shining my flashlight into every corner of the forest. But there was no sign of Mom. As I took a step forward, the leaves suddenly slipped away, and I was falling! At that moment, Dominic grabbed my hand.
Winifred! Everyone, help me!
Immediately, the other four brothers joined forces with Dominic to pull me up.
Oh, are you okay, Winnie?
Sit still! Why do you always have to get in everyone's way? Such a troublesome girl. Always crying at the drop of a hat.
Hello, MDA viewers. I'm Winifred from England, the only girl in a family with five younger brothers, Dominic, Ricky, David, Danny, and Milo. I'd had a really tough time with them since Mom suddenly disappeared. Before we continue, please like and subscribe. Our dad had left with another woman when the youngest, Milo, was just born. Dominic was only 2 years younger than me, so he considered himself the most mature man in the house and deserving to be the leader. The other four followed him obediently. In their eyes, I was a useless sister who only knew how to dance around like a lunatic in her room. That's because I always dreamed of becoming a stage actress and often turned my room into my own theater. But it also gave the little devils a chance to make fun of me. Like the time they poured soap all over the floor, causing me to slip while practicing, ending with a mouthful crash into the table.
All you're good at is making us laugh.
Luckily, I had a wonderful mom. She always sided with me and had ways to calm the boys' bad attitudes. But just as our summer vacation began, Mom suddenly disappeared after a camping trip with friends, and it drove me crazy. At first, the police wanted to send us to Aunt Maya, Mom's sister. We all shook our heads like wet dogs after a bath because Aunt Maya was awful. Finally, I managed to convince the police to let me take care of my brothers. But honestly, I had no idea what to do alone. The real disaster began the first morning after Mom disappeared. I woke up to the smell of smoke. Oh my gosh! I raced to the kitchen at lightning speed and saw fire blazing on the stove.
Get out of the way!
Dominic rushed in with a large can of water and dumped it on the fire, making it flare up even more. A few drops of hot oil burned my arm.
What the freaking crabs? How could this happen?
I tried to stay calm, found the fire extinguisher Mom always kept in the cabinet, and sprayed it on the flames. The fire started to die down, leaving the pan and part of the kitchen wall charred black. There was oil in the pan! You can't put out an oil fire with water, you idiot!
True, true, true! Because oil is lighter than water, it floats on top and the fire keeps burning.
You're no better! Sleeping in and doing nothing? If it weren't for me, they'd all starve! You're useless!
Okay, deep breath, Winnie. They're just kids, and it wasn't the first time I had to deal with Dominic's stubbornness. I opened the fridge to find something else to feed them, and that's when I realized a troubling issue. We were running out of food, and we had no money! After scraping together all the coins in our savings, I calculated that we could only afford fast food for about 3 more meals. From that day on, I threw myself into making money like crazy. I promised myself I had to hold on until Mom came back to us. Any job that paid, as long as it wasn't illegal, I took it. Waitressing at a milkshake bar, painting rooftops, doing summer homework for kids, or holding spots in line for jacket potatoes. What? $5 for half an hour? Throwing myself into these odd jobs left me exhausted. So the household chores fell to my five brothers. The younger ones were easy to bribe with food, but Dominic? He felt robbed of his leadership role and was extremely resentful. He tried to butt into my jobs to prove he could do it too, but things didn't go as expected. Like the time we both worked at a coffee shop. After just a week, Dominic had knocked the blender lid off onto the customer's face 3 times, used vinegar instead of sugar syrup, and short-circuited the shop's fanciest coffee machine. In the end, both of us got booted out by the boss. Happy now, you jerk?
This place wasn't just a good fit for me. Only someone useless like you would care.
Excuse me, I think you dropped this. Oh, a beautiful girl appeared in the middle of our sibling spat. The fiery rage on Dominic's face faded instantly, and he turned into a little puppy. Thanks to my stellar Facebook stalking skills, I found out who this fairy was in no time. It was Phoebe, Dominic's art classmate, and my brother was head over heels for her. How did I not notice her sooner? I got even more excited when I saw Phoebe's mom post about hiring servants for their mansion.
What? You got a job at Phoebe's house?
Surprised, huh? That's not all. I'll be serving her personally. Someone's jealous of me, I see.
You? What are you planning?
Nothing for now, but your attitude will decide everything. And so, I succeeded in taming the naughtiest sibling in the house. Dominic stopped causing trouble, even made the younger ones do the chores carefully before I got home, and volunteered to give me massages just to get any info I had about Phoebe. Phoebe was a real princess. She had everything, from expensive designer clothes to gourmet food prepared by a personal chef. Phoebe offered me a pastry on my first day, and I introduced Dominic to her. Everything seemed to be going well, but turned out it was the start of some horrible days for me. Beneath her elegant exterior, Phoebe revealed her true colors as a witch. She treated the servants like trash and bossed us around with ridiculous demands. Prepare the palanquin for me to go to the garden. Brew some tea, and remember, no sugar, no honey, no milk. But if the tea is bland, you'll hear from me. I want the diamonds on my nails big and bright, but they mustn't get in my way. Do it right or get lost. Why is this vase 2 centimeters off? If you can't do it right, get rid of them all. She drove me crazy, but this job helped provide for my siblings, so I tried to endure it. Things got worse when Dominic asked her out, and she said yes. Oh, great, a destructive duo. I knew she wasn't sincere with my brother, but Dominic never listened to me. The trouble started when the famous director, close to Phoebe's family, was invited over for dinner. I knew him, the one who directed Winter Palace, the brilliant play I always practiced alone in my room. He was planning to remake the play for a worldwide tour and was looking for new talent. Phoebe's mom eagerly introduced her daughter to the director, and Phoebe started performing without being asked. But to my surprise, the director noticed me and invited me to audition for the lead role. I was on cloud 9, but I also knew I'd become a thorn in Phoebe's side, and she knew exactly how to make me suffer. One evening, I came home and found Dominic sitting sadly on the porch, his eyes a little teary.
Phoebe dumped me. She even made me watch her kiss some jerk.
What the? That crazy girl! I knew it! Now do you see why you should have listened to me?
Wait, did you make Phoebe do this just because I didn't listen to you?
Are you out of your mind? Phoebe was never any good. Do you know how she treated me? I only wanted the best for you.
Liar! You just want revenge for everything I've done! I hate you!
Dominic, where are you going? Dominic tried to pull his hand away, but noticed the small scars on my arm. They were from the last time hot oil splattered on me while I was dealing with the kitchen fire. He paused for a few seconds, then gently pushed my hand away and left. After that fight, Dominic and I started the silent treatment. I was really worried because he often came home late and looked sad, but I couldn't talk to him. As the casting day for the lead role in the play approached, I was getting ready when Ricky suddenly burst into my room panicked.
Winnie! Milo! Milo needs help!
My mind went blank as I ran downstairs and saw Milo gasping on the floor. We immediately called 911 and rushed him to the hospital. Milo had asthma and always needed his inhaler, but somehow it had run out and his condition worsened. I was stunned to realize I'd been working so hard to take care of my brothers, but I'd missed noticing that. If something happened to him, I'd regret it forever. Feeling overwhelmed and missing Mom, all I could do was cry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Winnie, what about the casting?
Forget it. As long as Milo's okay, that's all that matters. Thankfully, with timely emergency care, Milo was safe. He was discharged a few days later and kept asking about the casting results. But I had missed that chance. The Winter Palace play I always wanted to perform in was now just a dream. Or maybe not. A post about casting for supporting roles went up online not long after. I still had one more chance to step onto the stage. On the casting day, when I appeared, the director's eyes lit up. Even from a distance, I could feel Phoebe grinding her teeth. As my performance was about to start, a video suddenly appeared on the big screen behind me, making the crew giggle. I turned to look and,
Oh no! It was a hidden camera recording of me practicing in my room!
What's going on, tech team? How embarrassing!
The only person who could have had that video was Dominic. I saw him in the distance, looking either sad or angry. Inside, I felt like I was falling apart, but had to pull myself together and finish the casting. In the end, I got the supporting role. It wasn't perfect, but I knew I'd done my best. As I was about to leave, Phoebe suddenly blocked my way.
I can't believe you still managed to snatch a supporting role. You know what, Winifred? You don't even deserve to play a tree or a rock. You're shameless.
That's enough, Phoebe. I auditioned fair and square, so there's nothing to be ashamed of. You should reconsider your own talents.
You! A low-key servant who doesn't know her place. Don't think I'll let you off.
Stop right there!
Dominic jumped up from the audience and blocked Phoebe. Following him, my other four brothers surrounded me, glaring daggers at Phoebe.
I've had enough of pleasing an arrogant brat like you. Do what you want to me, but leave my family alone!
Don't you dare touch our sister!
A useless sister and five stupid brothers. You'll always be lowly nobodies.
As Phoebe turned away, the director suddenly appeared behind her.
Dominic, talk to me. I can't believe you treat others so horribly, Phoebe. Your parents entrusted you to me, and I'm very disappointed.
It turned out that since our fight, Dominic had been going to Phoebe's house, watching how she mistreated the servants. He even recorded videos as evidence, and the director was outraged after seeing them. Dominic also apologized for giving Phoebe the hidden camera video of me practicing before.
I didn't think she'd use it to humiliate you. I'm sorry, Winnie. I've caused you so much trouble while you did everything for us.
I just shook my head and hugged all five of them tightly. After that, Phoebe foolishly caused a scene at the theater and got kicked out of the troupe. I got to audition again and landed the lead role, finally achieving the dream I've been holding on to for years. Even more wonderful, a while later, the police found my mom and brought her back. She had fallen and broken her leg, and a mountain family had taken her in. She tried to contact us, but couldn't, so she had to wait until she could return home. Luckily, she made it back in time to see me on stage. After months of struggle without Mom, the bond between the six of us became stronger than ever. I realized that no matter what happens, family is the most precious thing I have.
Let's take a quick break.
If you're looking for a political podcast that goes beyond the headlines, check out The Beltway Briefing. I'm Howard Schweitzer, CEO of Cozen O'Connor Public Strategies. Every week on The Beltway Briefing, our team of former Republican and Democratic presidential appointees, Capitol Hill veterans, and political advocates shares behind-the-scenes perspective that cuts through the noise. If you want the inside scoop, subscribe now to The Beltway Briefing here or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dad, I'm home. Oh, my dear daughter, look at how beautiful you are.
For the first time in my life, I feel proud of you.
Hand it all over. Oh, look at all these brand names. We could make a fortune selling these. Mom, can't you see how dirty this is? Shh! You've been living here rent-free your whole life, and now it's time for you to pay us back. Okay, that might sound a bit harsh, but hey, I'm used to it by now. It doesn't even hurt my feelings anymore. Hi, I'm Luna from Mexico. I'm about to tell you all why my parents freaked out over the designer stuff I brought home and how they completely wrecked my life. It's quite a story. I knew I was different from other kids early on. By 5, I could beat a high schooler at Rubik's Cube. At 10, I was solving logic puzzles. And now, I can do complex math in my head super fast and accurately. But my parents, they weren't fans. Go out and make some money. Studying is just a waste of time. Honestly, my parents are a total mess. My dad was an IT engineer, but he got fired 6 months ago because of layoffs. He's been spiraling ever since. Then started drinking. Because he can no longer afford for my mom. She's a beauty, but obsessed with it. Her talent is blowing thousands of bucks on makeup and clothes in 5 seconds. And so, my parents never stopped fighting over money. One day, Dad came home to find his beloved computer setup replaced by foundation, blush, and glitter from high-end brands.
You know that was important to me.
Are you calling me dumb? You promised me everything when you proposed! If you were as rich as the Gomez billionaires, things would be different. Can you both stop nagging? The Gomez's may be rich, but they don't have what you have! You have me! Kids are the most valuable asset! They suddenly went silent and stared at me. In that second, I knew what they wanted from me. Then came the days of my mom begging me to play along in their adopted-by-billionaire scheme. Of course, my parents would benefit from it. Mom's nagging drove me nuts. How can you even think of doing this? It's fraud! They're loaded. They give to charity every weekend. Who's poor? We are! Please, Luna! All right, I'll do it! Only because I love you guys. Got it? That day, I stood outside the Gomez's company building, trying to catch their attention. Fall in front of him, then show off how cute and smart you are. Got it? My mom sure had schemes. Why couldn't she use that brain for something legit? As planned, I approached as they walked out. Ouch! Oh dear, are you all right? That's when I saw the Gomez's up close for the first time. They had kind faces, and Miss Gomez's voice was so gentle.
Sweetie, did you hurt yourself anywhere?
I was speechless. Guilt washed over me. Would I be a bad person for deceiving them? Before I could react, they quickly got into their car, leaving a bodyguard by my side.
Do you need to be taken to the hospital, miss?
Right then, a van came barreling down the street out of control.
Move! The brakes have failed! Move!
The van was heading straight for the Gomez's, who were frozen in shock. Without thinking, I rushed to push them out of the way, and we all fell to the ground. I woke up aching all over. I was in a hospital. Mom? Dad? We're here. We're right here. I looked around and didn't see a trace of my parents. Just Mr. and Miss Gomez and a bodyguard standing outside the door. Thank goodness you're okay. Thank you so much for saving us. Otherwise...
what can we do to repay you?
Once again, I was at a loss for words. We don't have any children. If you want, become our adopted daughter and come live with us. And just like that, I entered the billionaire's family, and my life completely changed from that point. I lived in a vast mansion by the sea and led a life anyone would envy. Miss, it's time to wake up. Be careful not to catch a cold. I felt like a princess in a palace. Mr. and Miss Gomez showered me with love and care. We want to give you the very best. Clothes, shoes, jewelry, and designer bags became more abundant by the day. A week later, while chilling and watching MDA, I got a call from my mom.
Plan worked out perfectly, didn't it, sweetie?
Who's this?
Don't joke. Just stepped into luxury and already forgot your poor parents.
Not joking. You guys didn't even care about me. I almost got hit by a car. I saw you were fine. What luck, huh? Come home tomorrow. Miss you a lot. She hung up before I could finish responding. She misses me. Really? The next day as I walked in, Mom rushed over. Oh, my beautiful girl, you look stunning.
For the first time in my life, I feel proud of you.
Give it all to me. Oh, all these brands. We'll make a fortune selling this. She snatched everything valuable from me. From clothes and bags to even my shoes. It's really cold outside, Mom. But she didn't care. I walked back to the Gomez's mansion, sneezing nonstop. Achoo! Miss Gomez was concerned and asked if I needed a chauffeur. Were you robbed? Did they hurt you? Her question left me stunned. My parents were no different from thieves. That night, I got a message from my mom. She was demanding I steal money from the Gomez's safe and bring it to them. I would never do something so filthy. But they surely wouldn't let it go if I didn't bring home the money. Finally, I decided to get a job and earn money to give them. Delivering pizza was a decent gig. I could get extra tips from friendly customers. Like this one time, I delivered to an old lady whose cat had run away, so I helped her find it. When I did, she tipped me $1,000. It was awesome! But the job came with its challenges. A few times, I bumped into the Gomez's or their bodyguard on the street. Obviously, I couldn't let them know I was doing this to earn money. I handed over all the money I made to my parents, but it was never enough for them. This isn't even enough for the bracelet I want. Are the Gomez's being stingy with you?
I want a new computer setup. Your mom sold my old one.
Help me out, will you, sweetie?
Their endless greed makes me sick. But I was out of ideas on how to improve the situation. I stopped answering their calls for a few days. When I didn't pick up, they started texting. First, it was, "Mom needs those designer items to sell for money." And, "You're heartless if you ignore your poor parents." When I still didn't reply, she became furious and started cursing. "Bring the money home or I'll expose the truth that you planned all this." Hours later, she texted again. "My dear daughter, Mom's sorry for scolding you. I just need you. Please send the money." As if I'd believe that anymore. 3 days later, as I was waking up, the butler came and said someone wanted to see me. As expected, it was my dad, but he wore a gloomy face. As soon as he saw me, my dad burst into a dramatic sob.
"She's sick, all because she missed you too much."
Half believing, half doubting, I told him to calm down and spill the beans.
"She's in the hospital, but since we're broke, it's a hospital far from here."
"So you guys need money, right?"
"No, I mean, she just needs you to take care of her."
Suddenly, I felt a pang of sympathy. Maybe now she finally appreciates family. Money isn't everything, after all. I'll come with you, but I need to tell them first.
"No need. We have to go now."
After a long drive, we arrived at the hospital where my mom was staying. Dad left right then, saying he had business in the city. It was more of a clinic, small and under-equipped. I found my mom in a small room and approached quietly, trying not to wake her. "Oh, my daughter's here. Dad said you were sick." "Well, yeah, sick as in broke sick. God, what were they up to this time?" "You just need to stay here for a bit while your dad deals with those billionaires. Once he brings the money here, you can go back." "What the heck? They're staging a ransom kidnapping? With their own daughter? Unbelievable. There's no way I was letting them pull this off." I stormed towards the door, grabbed my phone, ready to call Mr. Gomez before the sentry scam unfolded. But wait, where was it? Jesus! Dad must have taken off with it.
"It's a long way. You can't walk back."
But I ignored the words of the greedy woman I once called Mom. I ran until I was out of breath. Suddenly, I heard the sound of an engine in the distance and decided to hitch a ride with them.
"Oh, the pizza girl!"
Luckily, it was the old lady whose cat I had helped find. When she heard I needed to chase down a car, her face lit up.
"Well, tighten your seatbelts. There's a vomit bag in the glove compartment."
Before I could digest her words, the car zoomed off.
Yahoo! It's been a while since I had such an adventure.
What the? The old lady was driving like she's in a Formula One race. We sped past a deserted park when I spotted my dad's car near a bush.
"That's it. That's the one. Drop me off here."
I approached and saw my dad standing there. Mr. Gomez was holding a large suitcase, and his wife was crying. "Please, don't hurt the girl. I beg you." With anger boiling over, I burst out. There was no turning back, so I spilled the beans. But saving you from the brakeless car was real.
"Coincidences like that? It was all planned."
"What? That was really dangerous, even for me. Dad?" Dad ignored me while Mr. Gomez, furious, helped Miss Gomez into the car. With a wave of his hand, police swarmed from all sides, ending the scheme. I was released soon after, while my parents had to do community service for months. Hopefully they'd learn their lesson. I went back to delivering pizza, too ashamed to face the Gomez's again. One day, I delivered a pizza to a man, and he tipped me a huge amount. I refused and insisted on giving it back. But then the car window rolled down, and I saw familiar faces.
"We always knew you were a kind-hearted girl."
No way! I ain't going anywhere!
Come on, Jane. The taxi's here.
I'm so done with moving. I'd rather stay home alone.
You're so stubborn. Fine. Whatever. Just take care of yourself while I'm gone. Got it?
Hey there, I'm Jane, and I absolutely hate moving. New places make me anxious. Just so you know, I've moved 30 times this year. No kidding. 30 times! Why? 'Cause my mom is a globe-trotting tour guide. Each time she goes off, I get dumped with different folks. Look at all these souvenirs she brought back. Spot your country if you can. Here you go, darling. This one's from South Africa. Do they have Wi-Fi there? This keychain's kinda cute. Ugh. Did you hear? We've got a new guy in class today. They say he's a hottie.
Then let's hustle.
We take our seats and the teacher introduces the new guy. The moment he walks through the door, it's like electric bolts are zapping my nerves.
He's the hottest guy I've ever seen.
Hey, I'm Keith Charles. Nice to meet y'all.
Then the new guy walks over and sits next to me. Is this fate? What would our kids' last names be if it's Charles? Jane, teacher's calling you. Huh? In South Africa, students ride elephants to school? Everyone bursts into laughter. But who cares?
Quiet down. The school's giving one student a chance to visit and learn about their culture. Who's volunteering?
Murmurs all around. People shaking their heads, making faces. Must be passing the buck. Lucky me, I'm not popular, so I'm safe. After class, Mary excitedly approaches me.
What do you think?
He's hot, charming, and he's got muscles.
Wait, what?
Who are you talking about? Keith, duh. Isn't that who you meant?
No, silly. I was talking about going to South Africa.
No way. Why would I join that program? I walked out looking for Keith, but he's nowhere. Where did he go? Then I spotted him on the basketball court. Handsome and sporty. My dream guy.
Heads up!
I freeze as a basketball is flying toward me. Oh no, my beautiful face! Am I dead?
You okay?
I'm fine. But they weren't asking about me. They rushed over to Keith. He just saved me from the ball. Bingo! The hero saves the beauty, then they fall in love, right? And after a couple of accidental meetings, we become a thing.
You're beautiful, and I want to keep you all to myself.
Keith!
People will go nuts if they find out we're together. Let's keep it a secret for now, okay?
I'm not in agreement. So far, everything he said has been like sweet music to my ears. Oh gosh, I'm such a fool! That day, Mary invited me and some girls to her house for a sleepover. I was planning to spill about Keith and me. While looking at tarot cards, I noticed a Polaroid on the wall. Mary's got a boyfriend? Why didn't she tell me? Sit. Wanna play truth or dare? Everyone seems eager. Fine. This is also my chance to get Mary to spill the beans. It's unacceptable for besties to hide these stuff. The moment Mary chooses truth, I go for it.
Well, you can't tell anyone, okay? Keith and I are dating.
He asked me to keep it a secret, so... I couldn't stay calm to hear the rest. Being cheated on sucks. But finding out it's your BFF who's the other woman is 100 times worse. Everything's falling apart. I spent the night crying and thinking. I was heartbroken. But I also pondered whether to tell Mary the truth. She, like me, was also fooled. But Keith's a scumbag and doesn't deserve anyone.
Wait, you and Keith too? How could you?
He's the one who messed up, Mary.
No, you're just selfish, trying to ruin us.
What? How could Mary even think like that? Fine, let's settle this. We both call Keith. Whoever he comes to is the real girlfriend.
And what if you lose? Then you go to South Africa.
Deal! You're on. 5 minutes later, there's a knock on the door. I get excited, but then remember I'm at Mary's. Seeing me, Keith freezes. I dart past him. I hate them all. The second my feet hit the trail, I'm like, why did I think this was a good idea? Ugh. And Mom was all like, that's my girl. You'll have a blast there. Mom, you've got jokes. Do I actually have to walk to the village? No signal either? Then, from a distance, I hear the roar of a motorbike. Sweet! They gotta give me a lift, right? But as I turn around, a motorcycle zooms right past me. Hey, wait up for me! Before I even get a chance to shout, the bike's already out of sight. Who even does that? Just then, I hear something in the bushes. Is someone stalking me? Or is it a daytime robbery? Bring it. I haven't used my black belt in karate in a while. Who's there? Show yourself. No answer. Just the rustling bushes. Curious, I go closer and part the shrubs. Oh my god. A giant freaking lion! Is there a hidden camera somewhere? What now? Run! Is it going to eat me? Mom, save me! Ah! It's a guy? And here I thought it was just some rude old dude. Please tell me you're not planning to kill that lion. Oh no, he's lost it.
Hey, you're the exchange student from the US, right?
I open my eyes and he's right in my face. The lion's running away. What did you do to make it so scared?
It looked just as scared as you did earlier. Were you about to wet your pants?
No, I wasn't.
Just kidding. I'm Arno. I'll take you to the village.
As Arno takes me to the village, a bunch of kids rush out to greet us.
She's so pretty.
I'm kinda in shock to see these kids running around barefoot.
Don't worry. They're really friendly.
The villagers offer me some really exotic-looking food.
Thank you. I need to wash my hands and feet.
Oh, right. My bad. Follow me.
Arno leads me up to a pump behind a house.
Must be out of water again. Guess we'll have to use the well.
Wait, let me try this. I've never seen one before. Is it deep?
Don't lean in too much. You might fall.
Just messing with you. Let's see. But it's actually really hard. Man, these South African locals are tough. Even getting water requires muscle. Oops!
Be careful!
Arno, he's holding me.
I'm sorry. I was just afraid you'd fall in.
Thank you, Arno. What? I feel like someone's watching me. Like they want to eat me alive. I've got chills down my spine.
Are you feeling okay?
That lion earlier. Did it really leave?
Don't be stupid. It'll never come back.
Right. I saw how it bolted after Arno scared it off. He's really something. I look at my reflection in a basin of water. The cool water makes me shiver, but it smells faintly of grass.
I'll take you to the kids' school tomorrow. They'd be really excited to have an American visitor.
That night, I sat on a mud house rooftop with Arno. I've never felt so peaceful. And this is the first time I've seen so many stars in the sky. It's really beautiful.
Don't you have these in America?
We do, just less of them. I lie down and listen to the wind rustling the grass. Every now and then, I hear animals from the distant forest.
Are you sure you can handle this?
Piece of cake. I brought plenty in my suitcase. I'm gonna make pasta for the school kids. Seeing their happy, excited faces, I can't help but laugh out loud. Happiness is making others happy.
Not bad.
Wanna try? Me too. Huh? Who's this girl? Ew, it's terrible.
Come on, Abani. This is Abani, a neighbor my age. This is Jane. She's an American student.
Hi.
Don't take it personally. Abani doesn't mean any harm. She's just not great with strangers.
Okay, whatever. I didn't come here to make a bad impression. Ignoring a Benny, I continued what I'm doing. After we eat, I chill with the kids.
Can you tie my hair, pretty please?
Look, I thought the hardest thing in life was math homework, but this is a whole new level of horror. I struggle for an hour and can't even get a grip on these kiddos' frizzy hair. Duh, you need to use some hair gel. Clearly you don't belong here. Then a Benny swoops in and neatly ties the girl's hair with cute ribbons. So, she's got a good side, huh?
Miss, I want my hair tied too.
Another girl comes over and hands me a ribbon. But she's got like 3 strands of hair. Good lord. Somehow, I managed to tie the ribbon on her tiny head. Guess that works. Who wants to make a TikTok?
Me, awesome!
Aveni, you in? I don't have time for such nonsense. Weird, but whatever. I dance around with the kids. We sing and we get some awesome clips. I even teach them some arts and crafts. This trip is turning out to be super meaningful. In the afternoon, Arno asks me to visit a nearby tribal village, and I'm game.
I'll go ahead and say hi to the village chief. Hold this for me.
Arno darts off into the forest, leaving me with Aveni.
Look, that flower's super rare. It blooms once in a blue moon.
Go check it out. Hold this for me. The flower is pretty,
but wait. Aveni's being oddly cheerful.
Suspicious!
I know she's up to something.
What are you doing? Putting dirt in Arno's water tube to make him think bad of me?
So immature. Why do you even hate me? What did I do to you?
So what? You like Arno, don't you?
Huh? Oh.
I finally realize why Aveni has it in for me. I burst out laughing.
What's so funny?
I'm just here to learn about the culture. I'm going back to the U.S. in a month.
Really?
Duh.
You had me worried. I've liked Arno for ages.
Let's go.
Arno is kind-hearted and considerate. But then...
Look, over there.
Just then, a group of oddly dressed people burst out from the bushes beside the road. Freaking me out. They were holding spears. Totally caught off guard. All I could do was run like mad while they chased after me. What the heck is happening? I run, hoping to make it out alive. Then I trip and think I'm toast. If Arno saved me from a lion, who's gonna save me now? But wait, nothing's happening. I turned around and they're all bowing down.
A deity has come to bless our village.
A man with the most colorful hat walks towards me and starts bowing and praying too. While I'm still in shock, Arno and Aveni run up.
This is our friend. She's from America.
Turns out, they mistook me for a village saint because my face and hair match a stone-carved portrait. Arno and Aveni take turns chuckling. That night, we have dinner around a bonfire with the villagers. I get to hear the chief tell the village's history and growth. What I thought would be the worst trip of my life taught me the most important lesson. We can adapt. A month flies by, and it's time to go back to the U.S. The villagers shower me with gifts.
For the memories. You'll never forget us.
I'll never forget South Africa and all the lovely people here. Thank you, and see you again. I bow and head to the car, hoping they don't see my tears. I miss New York and my friends, but I've lost my fear of the unknown. Life's beautiful when you venture out.
I dumped that jerk. Sorry, I misunderstood you. I'm crying.
Wanna take a trip?